From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder.
We're at T-minus 10, 9, 8.
This morning's launch of the first commercial spacecraft destined to dock with the International Space Station ran into a glitch.
And liftoff. We've had a cutoff. Liftoff did not occur.
A potential engine problem was detected moments before liftoff. This was the first launch attempt by SpaceX, one of the private companies hoping to take over delivering cargo and eventually astronauts to the space station in NASA's post-shuttle era. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell says she hopes to try again in a few days.
Assuming whatever we see is repairable, we will go in and try another day on the 22nd. We're looking at a backup day on the 23rd as well.
Shotwell says the software that shut things down this morning did what it was supposed to do. President Obama is busy this weekend. He's hosting G8 leaders at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains today, and then he'll host a NATO summit in Chicago that begins tomorrow. The European debt crisis and the war in Afghanistan expected to dominate both meetings. One of the other major issues to be discussed at the NATO summit is a plan for a missile defense system in Europe. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that despite efforts on the part of the alliance, Russia is still convinced the system is a threat to its own intercontinental missiles.
The NATO summit is expected to make it official and adopt plans for a four-stage phased deployment of missile defenses in Europe. The first three stages anticipate the deployment of advanced radar systems and sea-based missile interceptors. The fourth stage, expected in 2018, would see the installation of ground-based interceptors, and this is the stage Russia fears. Although the system is meant to protect Europe from missile attack from Iran, Moscow believes those interceptors could eventually target Russian missiles. Russia wants the U.S. to agree to legally binding limits on the missile defense system. The Obama administration, under pressure from Republicans in Congress, is unwilling to make such a commitment. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
The Chinese human rights lawyer at the center of a diplomatic crisis is heading to the United States. As NPR's Frank Langford reports, Chen Guangcheng and his family have left Beijing on a flight to Newark.
Chinese passport in hand, Chen is heading to the U.S. and a chance to study law at New York University. His departure concludes a remarkable few weeks in the life of a Chinese dissident and diplomatic relations between the world's two most powerful countries. It all began last month when Chen escaped from his home in East China's Shandong province and eluded local government thugs who'd been holding him under house arrest. He made his way to safety in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. After 6 days of negotiations between China and America, Chen left for a Beijing hospital. The agreement to allow him to travel to the U.S. for study was seen as a face-saving decision that spared the Communist Party further embarrassment. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
And you're listening to NPR News. Investigators say a wildfire in northern Colorado was started by a camp stove. About 500 firefighters are battling that blaze near Fort Collins. Officials say it's about 50% contained. It's one of several burning in western states, including a big fire north of Phoenix, Arizona. The so-called Gladiator Fire has forced the evacuation of the historic mining town of Crown King and a destroyed three homes and a trailer. Officials say it's only 10% contained. Spokesman Scott Isaacson says winds will die down for part of the week, but that won't last.
The bad news is the weather for later Sunday and Monday is returning to hot and dry, with winds picking up at the early part of next week.
Investigators say the Gladiator Fire started in a home last weekend. The second Jewel in Horse Racing's Triple Crown is being run today. The Preakness at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland. Art Buist of member station WYPR reports this could be a close rematch for the two top Derby finishers.
The 11-horse field reunites six Derby contenders, but the main focus is on Bodemeister, who led most of the Derby but was beaten by I'll Have Another, who pulled ahead with 100 yards to go. Usually the Derby winner is the favorite for the Preakness, but not this time. The morning line has Bodemeister, who was trained by Bob Baffert, with 8-5 odds, followed by I'll Have Another at 5-2. I'll Have Another's trainer, Doug O'Neill, doesn't mind not being the favorite.
Bob Baffert, he's won five of these. I've never run a horse here, so I totally respect that, and I'm just hoping anyone who bets Bodemeister is regretting it Saturday night.
The Preakness is a little shorter than the Derby, which could favor the speed of Bodemeister. For NPR News, I'm Art Buist in Baltimore.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.